Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Prize, The Epic Quest for Oil, Money, and Power by Daniel Yergin is a sweeping narrative history of how petroleum became the central fuel of modern life and a decisive force in geopolitics. Spanning the rise of early oil entrepreneurs, the formation of global majors, and the strategic competition among states, the book links boardroom decisions to battlefield outcomes and everyday economic realities. Yergin frames oil not only as a commodity, but also as a system that shapes industrial development, transportation, military strategy, and national security. By tracing pivotal moments such as the emergence of Standard Oil, the influence of cartels, the politics of the Middle East, and the shocks that redefined energy policy in the late 20th century, the story shows why control of supply and price has repeatedly altered the global balance of power. The result is an accessible, deeply contextual account of why energy remains inseparable from money, diplomacy, and conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from kerosene to global industry, the birth of big oil, a core thread of the book, is how petroleum moved from a niche product to a foundational industrial input. The early market for oil was driven largely by lighting, especially kerosene, which created strong incentives for drilling, refining, and distribution. Yergin follows the shift from scattered wildcat operations to organized corporate structures that could raise capital, manage risk, and build large-scale logistics. This period highlights how technology and infrastructure mattered as much as geology. Pipelines reduced dependence on railroads, refining capacity became a competitive weapon, and standardization improved reliability for consumers. The rise of large firms also introduced new forms of market power, including control over transport, pricing, and access to end customers. Along the way, the book shows how policy, regulation, and public backlash developed in response to consolidation, shaping the modern relationship between government and energy markets. By detailing the business mechanisms that turned oil into a mass commodity, the narrative explains why energy markets are not purely about discovery, but about organization, coordination, and the ability to move and transform crude into usable products at scale. Secondly, corporate strategy and the global oil map, concessions, competition, and control. Another major topic is the way companies and governments use legal agreements and strategic positioning to secure access to reserves. Yergin emphasizes concessions as a defining instrument of the 20th century oil order, with firms negotiating rights to explore and produce in resource-rich regions. These deals were rarely just commercial arrangements. They were embedded in diplomacy, colonial legacies, and local political calculations. The book illustrates how competition among major companies led to alliances, joint ventures, and informal coordination intended to stabilize markets and reduce destructive price swings. It also examines how transportation routes, refinery locations, and shipping capacity affected global leverage, creating choke points and strategic dependencies. Over time, the global oil map became a set of interconnected systems: upstream production, midstream logistics, downstream refining and marketing, and the financial structures that funded expansion. Yergin highlights how firms balanced risk across regions and how they reacted to threats such as nationalization, political upheaval, and changing demand patterns. The reader comes away understanding that control of oil has often depended less on ownership alone than on the integration of supply chains and the ability to manage uncertainty across borders. Thirdly, oil and war, fuel as strategy and vulnerability, Yergin makes clear that modern warfare and oil are inseparable, with petroleum serving both as a strategic asset and a potential Achilles heel. The book explores how mechanized armies, air power, and navies required reliable fuel supplies, transforming logistics into a decisive factor in planning and outcomes. Access to oil fields, refineries, and transport routes became military objectives, while denial of supply could cripple an opponent. Yergin connects the buildup of fuel stockpiles, the protection of shipping lanes, and the capture or defense of producing regions to broader wartime strategy. He also underscores the vulnerability of energy infrastructure, where sabotage, blockades, and targeted bombing could disrupt entire campaigns. Beyond the battlefield, wartime demand accelerated technological innovation and expanded state involvement in energy coordination, creating precedents that persisted into peacetime. The narrative shows how leaders and planners repeatedly confronted the same dilemma: fuel is essential to mobility and firepower, yet supply lines are long, fragile, and exposed to geopolitical risk. This theme helps explain why energy security became a permanent concern for governments, and why alliances and interventions have often been justified through the lens of safeguarding supply. Fourthly, the Middle East and the politics of petroleum, from discovery to national power. A central portion of the book focuses on the Middle East, where massive reserves reshaped local politics and global diplomacy. Yergin traces how exploration success drew intense foreign interest and how early agreements often reflected unequal bargaining power. Over time, producer states sought to reclaim authority over their resources, using renegotiation, taxation, and ultimately nationalization to increase revenues and sovereignty. The emergence of coordinated producer influence changed the balance between international companies and governments, and oil income transformed state capacity, development ambitions, and regional rivalries. Yergin also explores how external powers viewed Middle Eastern oil as a strategic imperative, influencing security relationships, military commitments, and diplomatic interventions. The interplay between domestic legitimacy and oil wealth becomes a recurring dynamic as leaders faced expectations for modernization and social spending while navigating corruption risks and political opposition. By showing how oil revenues could both strengthen regimes and intensify tensions, the book explains why petroleum politics in the region became intertwined with global price stability and security. This topic clarifies how the market for a single commodity can amplify historical grievances, accelerate state formation, and make energy a permanent feature of international relations. Lastly, Price Shocks and Energy Security, the New Rules of the Late 20th Century, Yergin devotes significant attention to the oil shocks and policy shifts that redefined energy thinking in the 1970s and beyond. As markets tightened and geopolitical events disrupted supply, price volatility revealed how dependent industrial economies had become on imported petroleum. The book explains how producers, consumers, and companies adapted, producer states asserted greater control and used pricing power, while importing countries created strategic petroleum reserves, coordinated emergency responses, and reconsidered economic and foreign policy priorities. The shocks also pushed efficiency improvements, alternative energy exploration, and changes in how oil was priced and traded, including the growing role of spot markets and financial instruments. Yergin shows that these developments altered expectations about scarcity, bargaining power, and the stability of the post-war order. He also highlights how public opinion and domestic politics shaped policy as governments confronted inflation, recession, and fears of vulnerability. The broader lesson is that energy systems are never purely technical. They are political and psychological, driven by perceptions of risk as much as by physical barrels. This topic equips readers to interpret later debates about strategic dependence, market liberalization, and the recurring cycle of complacency followed by crisis. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand why energy issues keep resurfacing in headlines, from wars and alliances to inflation and industrial competitiveness. It works especially well for business leaders, policy students, investors, journalists, and general readers who enjoy narrative history with clear economic and geopolitical stakes. The practical benefit is perspective. By seeing how oil markets were built, how governments learned to treat supply as national security, and how companies navigated risk, readers gain a framework for evaluating current energy debates without being trapped by short-term news cycles. It also sharpens systems thinking, showing how technology, logistics, finance, and diplomacy combine to shape outcomes. Compared with many energy books that focus narrowly on economics, a single region, or a specific crisis, Yergin offers a broad, connected account that links personalities and institutions to structural forces. That scope makes the book worth buying as a durable reference, not a time-bound commentary. Even if the energy transition changes the fuel mix, the lessons about strategic commodities, market power, and geopolitical leverage remain highly relevant. If you would like to support Daniel Yergin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.